When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPod, iPad, and iPhone, by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. You can also find the show on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora is what you need to search. So however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in here to a very special Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and that is because Jay Rose is joining me here, part of the incoming class of 2016 for college football, coming from Southington High School in Southington, Connecticut. He has his top four that he has set, that being Syracuse, UConn, Wisconsin, Wake Forest. We're a couple weeks out from him making his verbal commitment to one of those schools, and I'm very happy to have Jay on the show. Jay, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jay, first and foremost, let's go back all the way to the beginning. What made you fall in love with football? What made you want to play this sport specifically?
I mean, it never really ran in the family. My dad never played, but my dad was the one that really pushed me to play. He wanted me and my brother to play. And when we started playing, it just kind of clicked, and that was my favorite thing to do.
When you first started playing, did you always envision yourself as being someone like a tight end or a quarterback? Did it not matter to you? I mean, as you were growing up, did you have any thoughts or aspirations of a specific position, or was it something that just kind of happened?
I mean, I never really had aspirations to play quarterback, but all through my years of growing up playing football, I played quarterback up until my sophomore year. I got switched to tight end for 1 year because we had a senior quarterback. And then right after that, I just got switched right back to quarterback. It's just like back to normal.
And when you say back to normal, what makes it normal for you to be at the quarterback position? What feels right for you when you're under center?
Playing quarterback has always been natural to me. It just always felt right when I was at that position. When I think of football, I just think of playing quarterback, really.
When you're under center and it's up to you, you got to lead that offense down the field at Southington, what are some of the things that you've learned from playing at Southington, from the coaching staff? What are some things that when you leave high school and head to college, you can say Southington helped teach you this? What are those things?
Well, Southington football program is honestly kind of the closest thing you'll find to a college program. We have a great coaching staff. They we're there every day. We put in many hours. I mean, I think playing at Southington will definitely help me transfer into college because of all the time we put in. And just really being around, and the coaches turn the players into good kids. So I think it'll transfer good into college.
When you look at what the coaches have taught you, like you said, you know, not just football, but help you to turn into, you know, good people, good kids. What are some of those life lessons that you're going to take with you that the coaches have given to you at Southington? And the second part being, who are some of those coaches that taught you those lessons?
Well, we've had the same coaching staff for now the past 3-4 years I've been at Southington. They're all really, they care more about the kids than they do about the team. So really, their number one focus is what's best for the kids. But they also teach us how to build like a family, which I think is the most important, because, you know, obviously you're going to be around those guys all that time. You want to build chemistry. You want to have a good relationship with your players. And our coaching staff really focuses on that. And I think that's what's most important.
When you look at building relationships on the field, obviously at a quarterback position, you have to be a good leader. And so, I mean, obviously the leader of the offense, in a lot of cases, the leader of the entire locker room. What can you say about your leadership and your connection to your teammates. Do they see you as a leader, in your opinion?
Yes, I definitely think they do. As I've grown up in Sonnington High School, I think I've become a much better leader than where I started. Definitely my sophomore year playing tight end, I wasn't nearly as close to as what I was now. When I switched to quarterback junior year, I knew I had to step up as a leader. I knew I had to take command. And now going into my senior season, I think that I would be a better leader than I was last year.
When you say that, you know, you look at your leadership and where you were back then is not where you're at now, what are some of those things that you've elevated or you've brought in to who you are as a leader? What are some of those positive changes you've made?
I'm much more vocal now than I was before. Being around the team, you know, I'm always making sure kids are doing what they're supposed to. No one's slacking off. Being vocal is probably number one, because if you're not vocal, no one's going to listen to you. People are going to follow in your footsteps. So you got to speak for everybody to hear you.
And when you're out there and you're talking, what are some of those things that you try to share with the team? I mean, obviously, there's going to be different game situations where you got to get 5 yards here or you need to score or whatnot. But some of those things that maybe you say to the team in practice or you say to the guys before a game or after a game, what are some of those memorable speeches, or when you've tried to be more vocal, what are some of those things that you've really tried to share with the rest of the guys at Southington?
I mean, something we harp on is just never giving up. We always try to, when we were down my sophomore year in the state championship game, and we came into the locker room during halftime, and there was just the big speech on, it's about finishing the game, you know? It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. Yeah, I mean, you want to be the best conditioned team in the state.
So when you look at your entire team, you know, we've talked about your leadership. When you spin it back around, who are some of the guys on your team that have helped to lead you and make you better? Who are some of those guys that you're excited about playing your last season with and that you're going to remember when you go to college?
Our running back, his name is Alicio Diana. I played with him since I was, probably 9 or 10 years old. I mean, we've always had each other's back. We've always taught each other, you know, what's better, what's not good. So, I mean, I definitely miss playing with him. He's really one kid. You go to a public school, not everybody's gonna be as much into football as you are. But that's one kid in my class that really, really has been through it all with me.
So when you look at the adversity going through it all, Jay, what are some of those things on the field, off the field? When you look at adversity, overcoming something, what are some of those things that you've overcome in your life, whether it's in the classroom, in your home, on the field, wherever it may be? What are some of those moments of adversity that you're proud that you got past to get to where you are today?
My sophomore year, I was the only sophomore to start varsity. Playing over juniors and seniors, I thought was probably a big one, you know?
When you did that, how did the team handle that? Did they welcome you with open arms? Was it tough, like you said, being the only sophomore that was playing and beating out juniors and seniors? How was that experience for you? Was it tough to get close to the team, or did the team take you in immediately?
No, they welcomed me with open arms. You know, that's how Sonnington is. Everyone respects each other. We have great team chemistry, so it wasn't really a problem at all.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan. I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Wedding with your tip of the week. Today we're talking ankle sprains. As an athlete, or even the common weekend warrior, I'm sure you've experienced an ankle sprain at some point in your life. These injuries tend to become very troublesome and reoccur often. From my experience, ankle sprains are due to weak muscles of the feet and ankles, whether from poor training, poor rehab, or lack of rehab following an injury. One of my former instructors was a huge advocate for foot drills, both before and after training. For more tips and info, or the link to the YouTube video showing these foot drills, Look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
And looking at you at the quarterback position, you know yourself better than anybody else when it comes to what you can and what you are working on doing. What would you say are your best attributes as a quarterback? What are the things that you feel like you do best out there?
I mean, on the field, one of my best attributes at quarterback is definitely being a leader. Because when it comes to game time, I mean, I really buckle down and I get everyone's head down straight. But being on the field, you know, I don't get too nervous under pressure. I like to, I stay calm and like to figure it out.
What are some of the things that you want to work on?
Definitely, if I had some, like, goals, I would definitely want to, you know, I would want to, my stats, maybe, you know, like, completion percentage, you want to complete more balls, get more accurate. I want to work on my decision-making. That's definitely a big piece. You know, as a quarterback, your decision-making, you know, just that's the whole play, really. You have the ball in your hand, you decide where it goes, so that's definitely number one.
We look at your top four, Syracuse, UConn, Wisconsin, Wake Forest. Syracuse has you down as a potential quarterback if you go to Syracuse, as well as being able to play tight end. UConn is looking at you at quarterback. Wisconsin and Wake Forest are looking at you as a tight end. Does it matter to you? I mean, I know you've been playing quarterback. We've talked about you being a quarterback. You're back at being a quarterback after spending a season as tight end for the team at Southington. So how do you kind of view it? Are you more for the opportunity of being a college quarterback or a tight end, or does it not matter?
I mean, I've been thinking about that a lot, and it's really hard to decide which position I want to play because I love them both. So I think, honestly, that's going to be like a decision that I make when, like, basically when I'm in college.
Now, sometimes the coaching staff will move somebody. If you go into a school and let's say you decide, I want to be a quarterback, that's what I want to do, and the school that you sign your national letter of intent with and you go and you start practicing and they say, you know what, Jay, we need you at tight end. How are you going to handle a situation where you get moved and aren't where you originally thought you were going to be if that were to happen?
I'd handle that very well. It wouldn't bother me, really. I'm not going to pick a school because of what position I play. I'm going to pick a school because I like the coaching staff. I like the school itself. Academically, it's very good. So, depending on what position I play, I mean, obviously, I just want to do what's best for the team, really.
And when you look at what's best for the team, there's four teams out there that want you to make the decision on their behalf. And so I want to go through those teams with you and start with UConn and what you think about the Huskies, what made them make your top four?
UConn, the reason they're in the top four is because I love the fact that it's my home state. I love the coaching staff there. But really, like, one of the biggest things is the fact that it's my home state. It's only 40 minutes from home, so it's good for the family. To come see games, it wouldn't be a problem. That would really be, like, that's why UConn is where it is, really.
Is there anything about the UConn football program itself or the school itself that entices you, or is it really just the proximity to your house?
Oh, no. I love the school itself, academically, is very intriguing. The football program, obviously, it's been struggling, but I love the football program. I think that they're really picking it up this year. I mean, they have a good 2016 class come in, and that's also very intriguing.
Then when you look at another school that you have in your top four, that being Wake Forest, obviously they're in North Carolina, a little bit away from home, obviously not the home state school that's right there for you. What put Wake Forest in your top four and made this a team that you're really looking at?
Because Wake Forest, they want want me for tight end, and their tight end last year had, like, I think it was 53 receptions. It was, like, third most in the NCAA. So that was, like, I mean, it's good to know that a school's going to use you at your position like that.
What is it about the program or the school itself outside of the fact that Wake Forest has utilized their tight end recently? Is there any other things that stick out to you about Wake Forest?
I mean, all four schools that I narrowed it down to all have top academics. So that's really, like, that's a big part on all of them. And that's a lot. All the schools, obviously, I like the coaching staff. I'm not going to go to a school where I don't like the coaching staff. So all four, you know, it's all credits. They're all top academic schools. And their programs are just differently built, I guess you could say.
So when you look at the fact that education is such a big part to you, which is good to hear, obviously, I think every recruit should say this and mean it, that, you know, you're a student athlete. I think sometimes people forget, they take that student away from it and just look at you as an athlete. When you have student there and it is the primary responsibility of you in college, do you know what you want to study? Is there anything that you're excited about going to in the classroom? And how are you kind of looking at the balance of those two?
I mean, I know I want to study business, but when it comes to everything else, I'm not so sure yet. So really, to answer that question, all I want to do is study business.
How do you feel you're going to do balancing the two? I mean, how are you in high school right now with balancing football and working out with also the classroom and trying to get good grades? How do you feel you are as a student and in balancing football and school?
I think I do a very good job at it. I don't think I'm going to struggle in college. It's, you know, they give you tutors and everything, so that's obviously going to help. Obviously, it's not as easy as high school would be, but I'm gonna have to dedicate a lot more time, and I think I'll hold up very well.
Another school, Wisconsin, that you've been looking at that's made your top four, that's looking at you to play tight end. Why are the Wisconsin Badgers in the top four for you?
Well, their tight end coach, when he first came to school, we got a very good relationship, and that was a good part. He's a good guy. And obviously Wisconsin, the top 25 program, is going to drag a lot of people in. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, Wisconsin, you want to play like a dream school, Wisconsin would be it.
When you say if you want to play for a dream school, Wisconsin would be it, what do you mean by that as far as a dream? Was that your dream school growing up?
No, Wisconsin wasn't my dream school, but what I'm saying that is not many kids get an opportunity to play at a top 25 school in the nation.
When you look at them being a top 25 school in the nation, you say that, you know, it's a dream school for that respect of, you know, not many kids get to play in a top 25 school. What has made you not verbally commit to them if that's the way you feel and that's the way, you know, you see it like that, that's a top 25, that's a dream school. What's kept you from saying, all right, you know what, Wisconsin, I want to go here, as opposed to, you know, you having a top four at this point? What's kind of kept you from verbally committing to Wisconsin?
Because I'm not trying to rush anything. I want to make sure that the decision I make is going to be the right decision. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, I don't want to rush it. That's really it. I don't want to, if I committed to Wisconsin and all of a sudden, like, I just didn't like it in Wisconsin, or I didn't like being that far, I didn't want that to happen.
Now, as we sit here today, going toward the latter part of August, somewhere around the middle of September, you had told me that, you know, that's, you know, 2 to 3 weeks from now, it would put us in the middle of September. You'd want to make your verbal commitment, and you still haven't gotten out to Wisconsin or Wake Forest, which are the schools that are the farthest in your top four, Syracuse being closer and obviously UConn being in your home state. You said to me that there's a chance that you might not get out to Wake Forest or Wisconsin before you make your decision. Will that hinder those schools if you don't get to go out there and experience, like you said, you know, what if I get out to Wisconsin and I don't like it and I feel like I'm too far away from home? Do you feel like it, if you don't go to Wisconsin or you don't go to Wake Forest on a visit before you make your decision, do you think that you'll be able to make a fair and 100% decision if you don't go out and see them?
Yeah, I do believe I'll be able to make a fair decision because obviously you going into it, you'll know what the college has to offer. I mean, the only thing that takes out of not visiting is seeing the what they have to offer in person, really, like their school itself. So I still think it's a fair decision. Whether I get there or not, I'm still going to decide on those four.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 feet for free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 feet for free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 feet for free. Give back to them today.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Malamia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
Syracuse is the only one we haven't talked about yet. They want you as a quarterback. They believe that you can play tight end as well. They think that you're an athlete that can do either for their team. What do you think about Syracuse and your relationship with them at this point?
Me and Syracuse's relationship has gotten strong throughout the past few weeks. I talk to them probably the most. They keep in touch a lot. Coach Lester, he's definitely one. Me and him are talking almost every day, really. They would probably be the best relationship I have. I like what they have to offer. I just like their coaching staff too. So, you know, it's like that, really.
When you say Syracuse is probably the closest school to you, what makes them close? Is it the fact that they're constantly reaching out to you more so than the other three? I mean, is that what's made you so close?
Yeah, definitely. They are definitely the most. They reach out to me the most more than any other school.
When you look at the staff and you say that, you know, you're close with the staff and you like the staff there at Syracuse, I want to start with Tim Lester, since if you were to go to Syracuse, he would be your quarterback coach. What can you say about Tim Lester and your relationship with him?
I like Coach Lester. I like him a lot. I've gotten to know him pretty well. I've met him in person only once, though. But that doesn't really change the relationship. I got to go to camp with him, so I know how he coaches. And I like the way he coaches. I like the way he thinks about the offense. I really appreciate him as a quarterback coach.
What makes you say that you like the way he coaches and you appreciate him as a quarterback coach? What is it about him that makes you say that?
When I watch him coach, it kind of reminds me of the way the Sonnington coaching staff coaches. They put the players first, and I don't know. There's just something about him that reminds me of home.
When you say that there's something about Tim Lester that reminds you of home, what's been with Syracuse, you know, and I know we talked about it a little bit with Wisconsin. If Tim Lester reminds you of home, what's kept you from committing to Syracuse? What's kind of been that? Because, you know, home is what everybody looks for, but you're still waiting on that verbal commitment. So is there something that Syracuse is missing for you, or kind of how does that look right now for you?
No, there's not something that's missing. Like I said, I'm just not trying to rush you. That's the only thing holding me back. When I make my decision, I want to make sure it is the right one. That's really why I haven't committed yet, because I've just put so much thinking into it.
What's the thought process been like for you, Jay? I mean, how has this been for you? You got a bunch of offers. You narrowed it down to four. You're now sitting here a couple of weeks out of making your verbal commitment. What is this whole recruiting time in your life been like for you? How difficult is it? How taxing was it on your brain? Kind of how you've experienced this whole recruiting world that you're living in right now.
The recruiting process is something that not a lot of people get to experience, but when you do, you want to enjoy it because it's very unique. It gets overwhelming at times, but talking to a bunch of D1 top D1 coaches is very, very fun, and not many kids get to do it, so you want to just enjoy it while you can.
Before I let you go here, Jay, some of the speak out in the world is that you have a top four with Syracuse, Wisconsin, UConn, and Wake Forest, but that it really potentially could be a top two with Syracuse and Wisconsin. Is it fair to say that those are the two that are the front runners that are going to be hard to choose from, or do you view it as all four of them being equal?
I view it as all four. I gotta sit down with my coaches and my family and weigh out the pros and cons of each school, and that's really gonna help me make my decision.
When you look at that decision, what's on your checklist? Every player has one. You've said good things about all four schools. You've said meaningful things about all four schools. What does the school that gets Jay Rose, what do they have to have? What are your things that are on your checklist that are deal breakers? If a school has them, then you're going. If they don't, then you won't. What are those big things you're looking for?
Academics is going to be number one because there is the life after football, and you're going to need an education. So that really plays out at number one. Number two, I'd say I want to enjoy being at the school I'm gonna commit to. I want to be around the coaching staff. I want to like being around the college community of whatever school it is I take.
When you look at your future, Jay, how excited are you to finally make this decision and have it be done? I mean, once you verbally commit, are you done? I mean, once you choose that school and you say those words, is it as good as writing it on paper and you're all done? I mean, how do you kind of view it at this point? Are you hoping that the verbal commitment is the end? Is it the end for you?
Yes, that's the plan. I don't want to have to worry about it once I make my decision.
Well, I definitely appreciate it. I know you're a couple weeks out, and I appreciate you taking some time to dive into all this, Jay, as, you know, these four schools anxiously await your decision, and I hope that when it comes around time to make that decision, I can have you back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and we can talk about it a little bit more.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to come back.
All right, Jay, have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
All